Hey, long time no see. Welcome back to the Big Man Podcast. I'm your host. Yeah, so anyways. This is stupid, but whatever, I don't give a shit. I was asked by close friends to do this again, so I'm doing it. And if you don't like it, well, you're welcome to stay. But we might not talk to you very much. We might just look at you like you got some kind of fruit on your head. Like a pineapple or some shit. Or better yet, a pineapple at the top, cascaded with different colored apples, mostly of the green and yellow variety. A couple of oranges, but that's about it. We need something purple in there. A row of grapes. Cartoon grapes, you know, like purple, real purple, or those big fucking purple grapes that the cartoons are based off of. You know what I mean? You know, you got an image in your head. It's all purple and all that. Well, how have you been? How has your past 2 years been? I'm sure it's been shitty. I've been pretty good at that, but, you know, if I were to complain, I'd just sound like an asshole. I've got a house. I've got a family. I've got a job. I've even got a partner, not in that way. Working together. My day job. Trimming these damn houses. Because somebody's got to fucking do it. You hear me? Over there! Somebody's got to trim these fucking houses! Who's going to carry the boat? I'm not going to carry the boat, David. I'll gladly trim the house. It's easy. A boat carrier looks difficult. Unless there's nobody else to carry boats, I guess I'm going to have to carry the fucking boats, too. Got to trim the house and carry the fucking boats. Damn it. Can't have shit. Can't have a damn thing. Well, I feel like the spirit of the podcast is there, but maybe not the fine-tuned entertainment that it was. Historians will look back on it and say, these were the before times. Before Boone had been hardened, had another kid. A boy this time. Absolutely astounding. I'm 28
and a half.
And I am 3 kids deep in this shit. Oh, the recording before this, barely 2 kids deep. Barely 2. And I'm barely 3 kids deep as it is. The oldest is about to turn 5. I don't know what the fuck's going on. But you think I don't look at those little girls in the face and just lie with it? Like, Dad's got it. Dad does got it. It's just, it's stressful for Dad. But you'll never know it, so it's not stressful for Dad. Only time Dad loses his cool is when he's working a weed eater. And he can't get the string to go back in. Then you're going to see Dad lose his cool. Dad's going to come in. He's got to drink some water because he's hot. Ice cold one. Been in the fridge. Prepped for it. There's another one in there. And this one's done. I'm refilling the other one. Putting more ice in it. Shoving it back in there for when I come back in. I'm fucking ready when I'm working out the yard. Best believe it. I'm about that shit. But. See, Dad might come inside. You know, mad. Drinks his water. And. He just looks at you, and you just see all the rage in the world. And you're a brave little girl. You are. And I'm proud of you. You're like, Dad, are you mad? I'm like, fuck. She's practicing. She's practicing emotions. She might be crazy for all I fucking know. She is crazy. I don't know. What am I saying? She is crazy. She's 5, 4.
course she's crazy.
And I just look at you, and I find that piece of love that you're attached to in my heart, and I just amplify that shit right on up. Just and, you know, I say, Dad is very angry right now with his inability to string this weed eater. I am not mad at you, but I need you to go away so that Dad can relax for a moment and calm down before he goes and tries again, okay? Can you do that for me? That is the key to your anger problem. Eventually, it embarrasses you in front of your child. Like, I can't even keep my cool from this fucking kid. My anger outbursts are far and few between. I might raise my voice. I'm not angry. I sound like my father. We all just grow up to be our dads. And the gays grow up to be like their moms. All right. Is that enough for the day? Nope. Can't go out on a fucking gay joke. I'm pretty sure that would be, I don't know, it'd be problematic or whatever. It wouldn't be, because I don't care. And I'm saying it on a fucking recording, a podcast, like every other guy who doesn't care. And I'm saying it too. I don't care. I'll do what I want. Oh, motherfucker, I've met a couple motherfuckers that do what they want, and you don't do what you want. You don't. You do what you feel like you have to. Bare minimum, most of the time. Yeah, you're pathetic. You are. But you'll get there. You lift that chin, look towards that sky. Look at that sun for a minute. Look how bright it is. God damn it. I ain't never ever seen the sun shine like that, Paul.
Me neither, son.
And you do better. You carry them boats. That's the message for the day. Find a boat and pick it up. Yeah, thanks, David. Mr. Goggins. Shalom.